In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. On my way to prison today, I listened to a CD that a friend of mine had made some many years ago. I tried to pray in the car the whole time, but I'm not a saint. So after a little while, I listened to a CD he had. I think he called it Jams. And on it was the song She Talks to Angels, I believe it is, by Counting Crows. A very beautiful song. It's about heroin addiction. And when I was listening to it, I immediately thought of him. Well, I don't know, more than a year ago now, he killed himself. It's been one of the hardest things that I've ever experienced. I loved him dearly. He was very difficult. He didn't listen. He was stubborn. He was lazy. I found out, always surprises, that things that I thought that he had learned about Christianity, he hadn't. Things that I thought he was doing, he wasn't. Then he had some troubles and was not in the church at the time that he killed himself. And so I'm hearing this song. Turned it off because songs, you know, kind of touch your emotions sometimes. And really, I have emotions about him, but I immediately thought I have to pray. So I pray for him. I pray for him in the liturgy at all kinds of times. I couldn't do a funeral service for him. First of all, he wasn't in the church and was buried by some big box, generic church. And I couldn't do a panchita because he committed suicide. But there's nothing stopping me from praying for him personally. Sometimes at the most intimate moments in the liturgy. Sometimes after communing, I will pray for him privately. Great feast, I pray for him all the time. But this moment when I heard the song, I really had a strong emotional reaction. And not really a very useful reaction. Part of it was anger. Because I'll admit, I'm mad at him. Not always, but once in a while I'm mad at him. And other times, I just feel a sense of futility. So much time. So much teaching, and it ended with a bullet in the head. But those are not good thoughts, and the reason I'm sharing them is partly because of little catharsis, and I've got a little time before I go into the jail, and partly also because I practice what I preach. When you have tough stuff, you pray. And now maybe you don't pray very well. I certainly don't pray very well, but you pray. So I have hard thoughts about him and a great sense of loss, and so I pray for him, and that somehow brings him a little closer. Now, I don't know what his state is. I don't have any idea. I have no way of determining that, since I have no spiritual knowledge. But if I pray for him, I feel better about him, feel better about me. And I'm not talking about psychologically. I don't think you should pray just so you feel good. I'm talking about there's a sense of hope that he'll be all right. And I believe in some way he will be all right. I don't know that for sure. So I guess technically it's not hope, because hope is waiting for something you know is going to happen. Let's just say that I have maybe 90%, 80% hope for him. And the other part is the unknown. So what I want to get across in this little meandering dialogue is, when you have something that's hard, pray. Learn to pray. Learn to pray the Jesus prayer. I just said, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon, and I gave his name. And that's it. And several times said it, and then other things like, oh Lord, if it be according to thy will, save him. And just trying to, in the midst of my prayer, kind of control my anger, my desire to say a cuss word, because that doesn't do anybody any good. And there are a few people that are praying for him, but not a huge number. Maybe a dozen, probably less. And he needs our prayers now. So, when things are hard, pray. I can't say that it made me completely feel better, but it was the right thing to do. If you order your life that way, then God will help you.